Sherry Becker, Jamie Thomas, welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Now, thanks to your creative and hard work, there's a brand new women's network here in Fort Wayne. Let's start with why this project is so worthwhile and timely.
Well, Julia, I think the reason this is so timely is that there are a lot of organizations already in our community that are serving women, but there isn't anything that's overarching that's bringing them together and connecting them to all of these wonderful initiatives that we have in this community. Greater Fort Wayne, Inc. is a business resource. Women start businesses at a faster rate than men. We have an opportunity to be that connector in this community, connecting all women, and that's what's really important.
Great, great point you have there. And if we wanted to define this whole thing that you're doing, it is the connection.
It is the connection.
That's what you're doing. Okay, Jamie, what are your specific prioritized goals?
Our specific goals are three programs that we're going to have this year, two small TED Talk type events, and then one larger event. With the programs, we want education for the women that are attending it and connecting them with other women in the audience.
Exactly how is it going to work as you gather your information then?
We're reaching out to the organizational leaders. There's a lot of organizations out there. There's a lot of women leaders that have large networks of individuals. And so our goal is to connect with them, to keep spreading the word about what they're doing, but also share the words about what we're doing and how we're bringing women together, how we're supporting the business community, how we're encouraging those individuals, how we're helping to strike that political economic balance in our community for women by connecting women, and to really broaden the success of women in business and women in doing whatever they do in our community.
And I don't think this is going to be a hard sell, but you're going to have to get out there and get people to be a part of this. Do you think that's going to be difficult?
I don't think so. We've already gotten a lot of airtime and just people very interested in the program and becoming part of it.
Great. And the best is yet to come as more people get the word, as you get the word out. Okay, in your minds, what are the biggest challenges women face?
Well, certainly they face business challenges, you know, lack of capital, lack of time, trying to balance their families, trying to balance the business, trying to grow the business. They face those things. But women in every walk of life, whether they're working outside the home or whether they're working inside the home, face challenges. And a lot of times they face the challenge of just getting connected with each other, to having that support mechanism, the ability to communicate, the ability to have a mentor, to have someone to bounce things off of, someone who's like-minded. So this allows them the opportunity, if they can make an event or if they can watch something, if they can hear something, they can read an article, that we're connecting them across those boundaries. So it's not just women in business, but it's also women who are aspiring to maybe start a business in 5 years when the kids go to school. Maybe they're looking at third quarter of their career, and when they retire, they want to do something else.
So a lot of this is about the possibilities that people haven't even had a chance or a thought toward.
Absolutely.
You're giving them that.
I kind of think of us as being aspirational and inspirational.
Okay.
And that's really what we want to do.
Good for you. Okay, Jamie, besides the discussions you have mentioned, what other concrete plans and projects are on the table?
In the future, in 2019, we're developing the Hamilton Sister Award.
Tell us about that.
As we know, the Hamilton sisters really aren't all sisters. One was a cousin, right?
Their impact. We know they're all great.
They're all great. And their impact on arts and culture, their impact on the Industrial Revolution, the impact on community service, founding the YWCA here in Fort Wayne. And we felt that that's an excellent attribute to name our award after. And their impact on our community has been so significant. And I think that there are a lot of Hamilton sisters in Fort Wayne. So I think recognizing them as part of Fort Wayne is a tribute not only to our community, but a tribute to the work that women do in our community.
And how do you hope to connect with more women and organizations as this goes along, now that it's launched, to grow your numbers?
By reaching out to the other women networks and just really learning what they do and partnering with them in our efforts.
Sherry, are you finding that these groups want to connect? Are they waiting for you to have started this group so that they can connect?
I don't think they're waiting for us, Julia, but I do think that we're going to take a lesson from our younger professionals in social media And by connecting with the leaders of these organizations and these service providers out there and having them then spread the word, we really start to exponentially increase the numbers of awareness among women and supporters of women. This isn't just all about women. It's about people who support women. It's about community service. Community, yeah. It's about business development. So it really allows us to do that. And I think with reaching out, everybody owns it.
It's a nice network.
It's a nice network.
Yes, that is great. And if you do grow those numbers, it sounds like you're going to be able to do pretty easily. What doorways will that open, do you think?
I think it opens up several doorways. I think it will empower women to step up and do more. I think it will empower some of the organizations that exist that support women. I also think that it will benefit Greater Fort Wayne because it adds a return on investment to our members, and it also signifies an opportunity for new business owners, entrepreneurs, and existing business owners to connect and really understand more about our community and more about the demographic, more about the sales opportunity.
Wise points, and what an efficient way to go about things, to be sure. So, is there a target market?
Well, the target market's everybody. And we actually have two men that are members of the Women's Network currently. So I don't see it just being for women. If men want to join too, they're more than welcome.
And what about age?
Any age, any industry, any business, any nonprofit. This is for everybody.
So as with any wonderful idea like this, and now it's made reality, how do you intend to monitor your progress and in fact measure your success?
Well, in large part, some of the success will be the activities and events that we host through Greater Fort Wayne, through that attendance. I think one indicator will also be the number of women that get nominated for one of the Hamilton Sisters Awards. The activity and greater opportunity to see perhaps more women in the news, more women-owned businesses in the news, expansions, just raising an awareness of the strength of all people in our community, but also to really support and provide that. And I think having women actually report or feel as though they are being mentored and nurtured in the business community is huge. And so being able to really understand that and see how that is building those businesses. Certainly, we look at our investor numbers as a measurement as well. But some things will not be measurable. But maybe we'll see a difference in our attitude as a community. Maybe we'll see more women striving to take brave steps to run for office, to open their businesses, to share their voice and their opinions more readily, to support other young entrepreneurs, support other women.
Good for you. And yes, big differences could be made. What about the political clout, Sherry? How quickly and how much of a difference could that make as more women get more involved in political positions?
I think when we have diverse voices at the table, whether that's in our political arenas, our business arenas, our public comments, our public community arenas, we get a diversity and we get a better fabric from that. And so I think this is an opportunity for those organizations that are looking to help women understand, the boot camp that Andy Downs does. I think Wild and I has a Get Out the Vote and has a boot camp for potential candidates. So there are all these opportunities. And if we can connect women to that, we may have more women deciding to run for office. We may have more public opinion, more public debate. Maybe we'll have more opportunity to understand all sides of an issue by engaging more women.
All good points. Besides joining your cause, which is one wonderful first step, what do you think the biggest thing every woman can do right now to further the cause of empowerment?
Again, it just goes to connecting people, connecting women to other women, connecting women to the people that we're going to have presenting the TED Talks, and getting a mentor. If you don't have one, finding that mentor at one of our events or at any event.
In your opinion, Jamie, and mentors are kind of a 21st century concept. They've been around for many centuries, but still, people having one, people having life coaches, people having someone that can pump them up, educate them, and just inspire them. How far do you think that's going to go in the very connections and the networking you hope to do?
I think it's going to go far. I think either man or woman, if you don't have a mentor helping, guiding you, coaching you, I think you're going to stay stagnant and not move forward in whatever you're trying to accomplish. So to me, mentors are extremely important, and I have two.
It's a shortcut, too. Besides a crash course and what all you can do to empower yourself in your life, you can do it a lot quicker.
Yes, a lot quicker. Because basically the mentor, they've already gone through it.
And to Jamie's point, having other women, other people who are experiencing, if you're fortunate enough to have a male or a female mentor, probably not going to talk to your male mentor about the trials and tribulations of trying to get the kids to soccer practice and still have the meeting at 5 o'clock. You're probably not talking about having to go home and fix dinner and then go back to work for 3 or 4 hours so that you meet the deadline that you missed because you had to go to a PTO meeting or doctor's appointment. So I think that having that connection with women and really helping to facilitate that allows them to grow faster, and it's organic and it feels more natural and it's helpful. And I think that's something that women really, really seek.
Indeed. So bottom line, what do you hope this is going to mean long term for our community and all of the women in it?
I think bringing all the women's networks together, there's so many, and building up women.
This is about helping us understand that we're all in this together for our community. What's good for one part of our community is good for another part of our community, and that we are only as good as we strive to be together.
Sherry Becker is Vice President of Investor Services and Programs, and Jamie Thomas is Director of Investor Relations and Programs at Greater Fort Wayne, Inc., both spearheading its new women's network. Sherry, Jamie, thanks for your efforts in this endeavor. Keep up that connecting.
Julia, thank you so much.
Thank you, Julia. It's been a pleasure.